This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We are in the process of finalizing our first big event with Dusty Baker and Baker Family Wines in West Sacramento. It's going to coincide with week two of the NFL season, Sunday, September 14th. Make your plans to be with us out at Baker Family Wines. We'll give you all the details as we get closer, but go ahead and lock that day in. We got a wine release party, and we've got the 49ers at the Saints.
Yes, sir.
On the big screen TVs over out there. So our first appearance at Baker Family Wines. That's going to be a busy week for D'Lo and KC and the Chatty House, and we'll continue to talk about that as the NFL season gets underway here in just a few weeks. But go ahead and mark September 14th on your calendar. And since you got your calendar open, mark September 15th as well.
Do that.
49ers and Raiders with D'Lo and KC. We'll tell you more about this as we get closer and closer, but shout out to the great people at Baker Family Wine. Shout out to Dusty Baker, man. We are thrilled to be partnered with them, and we're thankful for you guys who have stopped by the winery. We've got tremendous feedback this morning that people who heard about Baker Family Wines on ESPN, heard about Baker Family Wines on 102.5, have dropped in. So we're planning our first big event there. It's going to be September 14th. We'll roll out all the details. Just know it's a wine release party, and you're not going to miss a single second of NFL action. And if you're a Raider fan, it's all good. We've got you covered too that Monday, and we'll talk about that as well. So just make your plans to be with us. In the meantime, head over to BakerFamilyWines.com. Join Dusty's Clubhouse. That's the wine club. You're going to want to be a part of that, because on that 14th, they're going to be releasing some new wines. They do it twice a year, and it's going to be a big day.
It's going to be a big day. And I'm going to say right now, I'm going to need that Niners victory. I mean, like, I'm going to. You want to see me pissed off? Have them lose to the Saints. Have them lose to the Saints and see how pissed off I'm going to be. The Saints stink.
Yeah, they're bad, bro. They're not good.
So I'm gonna need that. I'm gonna need that. I'll be cross as two sticks if they lose that game.
Cross as two sticks. We'll
shout out Uncle George.
We'll talk more about the 49ers here in a second. But I don't want too much time to pass before we shout out our man Deuce Mason, who posted on social media last night that his mom passed away. So if you haven't been to Deuce's social media channels, or you know Deuce, just send him a little bit of love. And Deuce, we're thinking about you, bro.
Yes, sir, man. Prayers up, man. We're here for you, bro.
Indeed. So as we make the awkward transition back to sports here, talking about the 49ers and the Saints, like, yeah, you're going to need a win. You damn right you're going to need a win.
Man.
The Saints stink. The Saints are terrible. They don't have anything going for them. And this is one of those things where, and you and Kyle were talking about this a minute ago. I think Kyle said, I can't believe the 49ers are favored to win the conference or something like that. I'm not. Given the state of the Rams, given the franchise that is the Cardinals, and who am I leaving out?
Seattle. I think people dismissing Seattle just
Dismissing them. Yeah. I'm not dismissing them, but I've seen the 49ers schedule. And there's a lot of week two versus the Saints in there. It's a bad, like, it's a schedule against bad football teams. And these are football teams where I get the league changes so much from year to year. And, you know, the team that was bad last year can be good, and it can happen quickly in the NFL. Yeah, I don't think any of these teams, 49ers, are playing. I don't think that's a thing. Not with this schedule. Not with these teams. And I know the 49ers have some shortcomings, a lot of them at the wide receiver position that we were talking about earlier. But this is a football team that should win a lot of games this year. One, because of the talent on their team. Two, I think the schedule will allow them, like Jesse brought up, you know, Christian McCaffrey injury or, you know, being out a sustained period of time or things like that. I think the schedule will help them survive that. Now, you certainly don't want that late in the season. You definitely don't want that going into the postseason. And you don't want to play football games where you feel like you're coasting through. But you can get through some games with some injuries because of the caliber of your opponent. And so I expect a lot from San Francisco.
To that point, the schedule potentially may also help them out with what Kyle Shanahan said last week as far as, like, we're a young team. I'm planning on us and hoping for us to improve as the season goes along. Yeah, if you've got a schedule that allows that to happen, that would be kind of your outlook on this team. I look at, and it's not exact science, but I look at some of the quarterbacks when I see this schedule. Like, what are the quarterbacks you got to go up against, right? And they've got, right now I'm looking at them, they got maybe four quarterbacks out of 17 games that can light you up. I'm looking at just the ones that I know can light you up. I'm looking at Stafford. I'm looking at Mayfield. I'm looking at CJ Stroud. And that's about getting awfully quiet over there, bro. That's about it. And there's like maybe another three or four that are on the fence, like, depending on how you feel about Sam Darnold, depending about
your boy Trevor Lawrence,
how you feel. I would. He ain't gonna light the.
That's your boy.
He ain't lighting the Niners up.
I'm just saying. You said depending on how you feel about. That's your boy.
That's fair.
That's
Kyler.
Your man.
Kyler's on
in week 13. That's gonna be Shador. Well, I know who it's not gonna be.
Maybe 15 or 16.
It ain't gonna be Flacco.
No, yeah, I agree.
Ain't no
you.
Way Joe Flacco gonna be the quarterback 13 weeks into the season.
Yeah, I don't disagree, but like, you got to go Flacco.
That man
going
to be in the 40
you. You got to go Flacco, then you got to get Pickett to stink it up, then you got to get Gabriel to stink it up, and then it'll be Shador.
You think they're going to put Pickett out there?
Oh, yeah, he's going to be the backup, no doubt in my mind.
Really?
Yes.
He's still out.
Well, whenever he's ready to go.
He's still out. Bro, he still sucks.
Yeah, like, whenever he's healthy.
I don't like talking about guys like that. He's terrible.
Whenever he's healthy, he'll be the backup. I'm pretty sure.
That's why you're the Cleveland Browns, then. Come on, Stefanski, you got to be better
than that. Shador absolutely should not be behind Dylan Gabriel.
I don't even necessarily disagree, but it just seems that that's where we're headed.
Here's what I know.
I hope we play Dylan Gabriel. I hope.
Here's what I know. Week 13 against the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland, you won't be facing Joe Flacco.
No.
There's almost no chance you're going to be facing Joe Flacco. God bless that man. You won't be.
You got Bryce Young at home, though, so I don't know if that's going to be such a big deal. Because
does he have an insurmountable home record?
No, I'm talking about in San Francisco. Like, get him on the road. Yeah, he's going to be on the road. Kyler.
The point being, I don't think it matters where Bryce Young plays at this point.
I can't wait for that Colts game. That'll be fun.
Oh, man. Oh.
People got to stop losing their minds over Daniel Jones starting.
man.
What, you a big Daniel Jones guy?
No, but I'm also not going to lie and be like, oh, yeah, the other guy that got benched has been so good or shown anything to show that he should start.
Hey, they really gave up. They really are done with that dude.
Yeah, I would try to. I tried again with Anthony Richardson.
So would I, but
over Daniel.
Maybe Jones. They're like, oh, we'll try again with Daniel Jones.
Well, all right, pal.
I don't know.
Like I said, I can't wait for Week 16.
I can't wait for Week 1.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question then, because you're looking at the schedule. What about Week 17?
I might not,
because I don't think you said his name.
Yeah, I'm not sold on Caleb yet. I think he's a good talent.
That's Chicago. That's Sunday. It's a prime time. Yeah, so is that Sunday night?
It is for now.
Yeah, yeah.
Bears might be 4-11.
Good point.
Oh, I think that's harsh.
Snatch us off of Sunday Night Football. Actually, to be honest with you,
well, it is harsh because I don't think that can be their record at that time.
They'll never snatch the Bears off Sunday Night Football.
Oh, good point. Well, no, they won't snatch the Bears off of Sunday Night Football versus the Packers.
I think at least that's the third best team in that division.
I think Minnesota finishes last.
I'm not necessarily sold on him either, but he doesn't even need to be like generational at this point. Like, he's got to be good. I think he could be that.
I don't think he sees it right now. Like, I don't, you talk about good, I don't know. I like his talent, but I
wouldn't be the first time the Bears missed on a quarterback, so. It wouldn't be the first time the Bears didn't have a quarterback again. Yeah,
that's the truth. But I don't think he sees it. Like, I just don't think he's seeing the game at a high enough level right now.
It's insane that you're not exaggerating at all when you say the quarterbacks that could be problematic for the San Francisco 49ers are Matt Stafford, Baker Mayfield.
I put Stroud in there.
Yeah, CJ.
And those are the only certain ones. It's like spades. I got
is Baker a maybe?
That's a book.
Not Baker.
Sam Darnold?
No.
Stafford?
Arizona.
Oh, Kyler?
Kyler Murray.
Yeah, Kyler maybe.
Kyler maybe, yeah.
Kyler gonna get you. He's gonna get the Niners one time. Maybe not win, but he's gonna have like a really good game one time for sure.
You might catch Stafford on the week as backwards too, though.
That's true. It's gonna be a short week.
Well, let's see what week is that? Oh, that's week five.
Week five, short week. Yeah. We might face Jimmy.
Jimmy's revenge. Week five.
We got about three books, about four maybes.
Mm. That's tough.
I'll take that.
Let's come home, man. Let's talk Sacramento. Let's talk Sac Republic. Our man, sir, Connor Sutton joins us next. And the A's get another win. But as Jake Gaiden got roughed up on social media when he asked the question, pour one out for Jake Gaiden. But he was right. Does anyone care? We'll talk about all that. It's Dealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we are back here with our man Connor Sutton. We did determine if anything was jumping off around Sacramento, Connor was there.
Yes.
It's just the way it is. Like, if you think, yo, I'm at the spot tonight and Connor's not there, you're not at the spot.
That's right.
Is that why there was just sirens out the window? Is that
man, you're too hot. You're too hot, man. They coming to cool the spot off, man. That's all it is. Connor, for purposes of this conversation with the Sac Republic.
That's right. That's right.
Man, you guys got some exciting things jumping off over there. We finally saw the groundbreaking. You've been around this organization for a long time, Connor. How did it feel to finally, you know, be at that ceremony where the shovels hit the ground and the, you know, the logos were out there at the rail yards?
Yeah, it was incredible, guys. Like, long time coming. Obviously, there's been a lot of ups and downs with the stadium for the Republic, but to finally get there, and the way now it's done with Wilton Rancheria being the majority owner, mm-hmm. returning to their native lands to do this, something for the community. There's so much just awesome storylines behind this. Obviously, Wilton Rancheria is a big part of it, but for the club too, it's been a lot of ups and downs. You know, we've had MLS, we lost MLS, and now finally actually something going in the ground. It is just so exciting. A little sense of relief, but mostly just excitement to be at this point and to have a group like Wilton to be able to back the city and put really care about this community and returning to their native land all in one. It's next level, guys. I'm fired up for the club, for our fans, for the city of Sac, because I don't know if you, I hadn't been out to that area really. Mm-hmm. It's a huge plot of land. Like, it is massive. And to be able to see that get developed over the next, you know, 10 years is going to be, it's going to be huge economically for the city, entertainment wise. Mm-hmm. But obviously for the club and for the soccer team, like, it's getting to play at a place we get to call home is amazing.
Now, Connor, I think you're born and raised in the city, right? You're from Sacramento.
Yes, sir.
Damien, the same way, myself. Guys, how long have they been talking about the rail yards? Probably since
I was two.
Yes. We're going to do something with the rail yard. We're going to develop it. And now it's finally happening. And for the Republic and that stadium to kind of be, I know Kaiser's got their thing going on too, but I mean, the Republic are kind of opening this whole wave of this second downtown or this extension of downtown. That's so exciting. And I think that's so dope that the Republic are going to kind of be the ones spearheading this whole renaissance of this other undeveloped area of downtown.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's two lanes, right? The development side, the economic side is awesome. And finally to see this area that's just been empty getting developed. I agree with you guys. Like, I can't tell you how many times I drove to ARCO Arena growing up, and you drive on 5 and you look to the right and you see just that empty plot of land, slowly starting to see things going in. You mentioned Kaiser, but I think maybe there's a few things have been finished, but having the stadium be like the first focal point in that area, it's going to be next level, man. And just not even just for soccer games, but for concerts as well. It's going to be a pretty awesome outdoor concert venue in the summertime, in the spring and the fall. So it's going to be awesome. And then from the soccer aspect, you know, there's a lot. This is one of the biggest and largest youth soccer areas in the country. There's so many kids who play youth soccer. So to be able to go to a stadium that is for soccer, built for soccer, And they can see players come up through the academy, like your guys' boy, Davian Kimbrough, who, by the way, is killing it right now.
Yeah, man.
Be able to see that that is something that could happen to you if you work hard enough, being from this city and from this area. It's so cool, and it's going to really, I think, change soccer. And I know we've had this conversation, guys. We got the World Cup coming next year into North America in 26. Yeah. I think that maybe reinvigorates some soccer fans. And I also think there are a lot of people who still in this city and in this area have never been to a Republic game. Maybe this new stadium is a chance for them to come out. Like myself, was not a soccer fan before I started working for the Republic. I know many people who've never been to a game until I invite them out. They come and they're like, wow, this is a really cool atmosphere. It's so different from other sports. And they kind of buy in. And I think that's going to happen in a real way, even more than what we currently have now. And that's what I'm really excited for. Again, with the World Cup, I just think the growth of soccer in this area can continue to blossom and continue to expand. Even now with this stadium getting put in the ground.
Real quick, Dim, I want to just ask Connor and get his specifics on it. I'm of the impression the location of the stadium is right behind those condos, right? It's on the other side of those condos that are already up there. Is that correct? That's where it's going to be at?
It's further away from the freeway, from I-5. So the farthest side, like North B, and I think 7th Street is kind of what's there currently. That's the location right now. And that's, you know, there's going to be a lot of development that comes, I think, not just even in that empty area, but in that industrial area too. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to completely revitalize that area over time too. But yeah, that's the area. You'll see some signs up. Actually, you're going to see bleachers and things going up quickly here soon, but like that, you'll see some signs if you drive out that way to see exactly what the plot of land it is.
Mm-hmm. Connor, let's open up a gaping wound here. How real is like MLS stuff? Is that just a thing of the past that doesn't need to be discussed again, and we're just moving forward with the Republic and the stadium, or is this something fans can keep in the back of their head?
It's a good question, right? And it's obviously we're in the USL Championship right now. We have a great fan base. We don't really need MLS. We feel like we are a top tier team in the USL Championship. I mean, shoot, we knock teams out of the Open Cup from MLS almost every year. However, this is a 12,000 seat stadium, and it has the ability, and we're building it with the infrastructure to expand to above 20,000 if that bid does come. But, you know, right now we're just focused on USL Championship. But I don't necessarily think it's not a realistic expectation, but I also think that for so long we were worried about that. Mm-hmm. And not worried about doing what's best for the club. Mm-hmm. And now in the last 3 to 4 years, we're worrying about what's best for the club right now and not waiting for this league that may or may not come. We're worrying about what we do as a club. We're worrying about getting this stadium built, 12,000 being the best USL stadium. You guys maybe haven't been to a San Jose Earthquakes game. I think it's going to be a better stadium than what San Jose Earthquakes have in Major League Soccer. I went there a couple months ago, and seeing what we're planning to do, I think it's going to be better. And I also think it may not have quite as many people, but I still think it's going to have the footprint. It's going to have the feel of Sacramento. Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to feel Sacramento food. You're going to be able to see various elements to the rail yards. You're going to be able to see just some real cool Sacramento ties throughout the stadium that I'm excited about. So it's not necessarily not real, but honestly, in full disclosure, we are fully working on just making sure we build the best stadium we can right now.
I love that. I love that.
Bill Belichick in that answer too. We're just focused on the stadium. Yeah, we're just focused on what we're doing.
Well, the dope thing, and maybe you can enlighten me a little bit about this, Connor, too. Some of the things that I've read and heard maybe in the last 12 to 18 months is the USL Championship is positioning themselves to be that type of elite league, like on par or higher than MLS when you talk about relegation and stuff that they have planned for that. And you may get to a point by the time the stadium opens or maybe a couple years after that where there's no need to look to go to the MLS because USL Championship League is on par or higher than MLS with some of the things that they're doing right now.
Yeah, I mean, USL is – I would say 5 years ago, it was a dramatic difference between USL and MLS. There's a lot of teams that are building brand new stadiums, state of the art. They may be in a little bit smaller markets, but like you said, like a lot of players bounce back and forth between MLS and USL Championship. It happens all the time. The level of play is relatively close. Now, you got your Messis, you got, Thomas Mueller, who just signed to Vancouver, like these big international names who come over and play. And that's just growing the game even more over in the US. And it's grown so much now where, you know, in England, there's like six, seven tiers of leagues with promotion and relegation. There's no reason why in the US we can't get to that point. You're right. The promotion relegation piece in the USL is in the works and being planned. And that has its own elements of being a differentiator from MLS. You can't be a last place team and stay in the league. It has financial ramifications that are massive. And so that means that if you're at the bottom of the table, those last three games are very important. You do not want to go down. I mean, not how many times have, you know, teams been eliminated from playoff contention in other sports and you don't really pay attention as much anymore. And in soccer with promotion and relegation, every game matters.
This might be a little reactionary, both of you. Are there more soccer fans here than baseball fans?
Kenny, I want to hear your answer.
I do think it's about even. I've had a son who he stopped playing soccer, but he was in the whole Elk Grove CSD soccer, and that's when it opened my eyes about some of the youth soccer that's going on, the amount of participation, the amount of club teams that they have. So that's when I was like, yo, soccer is massive in this Sacramento County. So I think that there's a big appetite for that. The A's notwithstanding, I think in the right situation, I think baseball is kind of on par with the two. I think they're both they haven't reached the basketball status yet, but I think they're both right there bubbling. And the fact that the Republic were able to get the stadium done and put their footprint on the city and do what they did building the stadium, these are the type of things that kind of convert normal people into soccer fans and get people to go to these games and represent, just because, hey, the Republic, they're Sacramento. They got this new stadium. We rocking with these guys. We're going to follow them. So this is a great opportunity to grow the game and grow the brand of the Sacramento Republic with what they're doing with this new stadium.
Yeah, that's a good answer. I'm glad I let you go first. I think it's probably pretty close. I think baseball fans skew a little older. Soccer fans skew a little younger. Mm-hmm. So that leads you to believe that maybe soccer will surpass baseball in this area. I think that people just care about teams who want to be in Sacramento. Like rep Sacramento. Yeah. Like, you know, even the Kings, I know they've been here for a long time, but they didn't originate here. The Republic's the only team that actually started here in Sacramento. Ooh,
talk that talk.
You know, I think that the A's, it's a whole other situation, right? You know, they're not really repping Sacramento. People feel that. We love Sacramento, all three of us from here. Yeah. If you rep Sacramento, like I would be all in. Yeah. And so that's the thing. It's like, I've always thought about as a grown up, as a Giants fan, right? If a team came to Sacramento, I remember having this conversation. If a team came to Sacramento, what would I do? Would I change? And obviously the A's here, but it's like, it's temporary. It doesn't feel the same. Like, it's not the same thing, but I just think as a loyal Sacramentan, like the teams that care about this place, really want to make an impact in this place, I think they're going to do better because of that. That I think is within all of us who are born and raised, and even some people who come here. Like, we all care about Sacramento. We want teams who represent Sacramento and truly want to be a part of Sacramento.
You know, Connor, there are some kids in the game who don't understand that this is about our city. There are some people who actually take offense to our love for Sacramento.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you pointed that out the way that you did. Do we have an estimated completion date on the stadium?
Yes, sir, guys. 2027. And we're hoping to be ready for the 2027 season in March.
So Bruno Mars is opening, right? Like, that's just kind of how it works. What's the plan here? I know we've had discussions about how the stadium is opening. What are we doing? Bruno, The Weeknd,
Breezy Bowl.
I heard Kenny's doing a 10-minute. He's doing a 10-minute stand-up.
Oh, wow!
I would just be standing out there. I ain't doing nothing.
It's not a stand-up. It's a stand-out. Yeah. It's what it is.
I also don't know Bruno Mars. Is he allowed to go outside of Vegas these days? I'm not sure.
If the price is right. Is big enough, he is. The
price is right.
and knowing who owns the stadium, I think they can get it done.
I think they can get it done.
Yeah. No, but I think it's going to be the premiere. I mean, think about if you want to go to a summer concert in town, you got to drive quite a ways or to go to one of these concert series.
Yep.
So having one in town, I think is going to be, it's going to be really massive. And so I'm excited. I'm excited to see what concerts look like. I'm excited to see what a home match looks like in a whole new experience. Like, we have a pretty good experience on match day right now. Mm. A lot of good atmosphere, good crowds, but I think this is going to be so much better for so many reasons. It's going to be a way better experience for fans. I mean, seeing some of the like locker room renderings that I've kind of gotten to peek at, the players are going to feel some type of way about that. And they're really going to, I think, put on for the city even more.
So just a heads up, Connor, that's going to be the toughest ticket in town. Kenny is going to beg for sideline passes, field passes.
I was just about to say.
See,
I already see my seats on the rendering. I see my seats. That's right. That's where your boy gonna be.
It's like a rite of passage for everyone who joins this show, whether it's David Patrick, Coach Marion, Mike Bibby. Casey's got to beg for something, Connor. You know, so just be aware.
Connor know where to put me. He know where to put me. Come on, baby.
I got you. Hey, but yeah, those field suites are gonna be awesome. Right down on the field like that.
That's
it's a fire.
He's sitting next to the tribal chief.
What's
up, Jesus? What's going on,
man?
We're going
to
be there.
I'm still trying to get to the old barn before I get out of here. I went to the Hughes game. I haven't been to Cal Expo.
Cry when Cal Expo shuts down.
Hey, the team is solid this year. We got a win in PKs last night.
Yeah.
So I feel like we got a deep playoff run in us. We're in second place right now. Mm-hmm. So we got some. We only got a few home games left for the regular season. So let me know. We'll have some playoff games.
We got to. Somebody go check on Connor. Do you don't hear that?
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Somebody check on him.
Damn.
What hood does Connor live in?
Connor's office in Meadowview.
Connor from the other side of the tracks. We've had two sirens since Connor been on with.
Damn.
Hey,
I'm right on J Street, guys. I'm sorry.
Connor, man, goodness gracious.
I'm getting out there before the season ends. No. Straight up, man, because I have been following. It was kind of like a 500 team throughout the year, but they started to play well as of late. Like you said, second place in the USL standings. So playoffs are imminent. I want to get there before the playoffs. You know, I want to go to a playoff game, but I want to get there before the playoffs. So I got to get out there before the season ends.
We haven't lost in 2 months.
That's fire.
Yeah. We didn't give up a goal in the month of July.
Come on, man.
That's fire.
Come on. Yeah, I got to pull up on my people.
The
for
Republic
sure.
games are so much fun, man. I don't spend nearly enough time at Cal Expo. Connor, we love you, man. We appreciate you. Congratulations. This is all super exciting. And, Let's stay tapped in with each other as this playoff run starts.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you guys. Thank
see,
you.
Row triple A, right. Seat one and two. Ignore, that's where your boy
ignore
be.
This, man. Put him in the local guy seats. way up at the top of Cal Expo. Put him in the local guy seats up there.
Hey, he's got good seats. He's always somehow finds.
Oh, always.
I don't know.
Sometimes I wonder who is the local guy. Like, why does he know everybody?
Is he really affiliated with Arby's?
Like, who is he? He's Mr. Arby. Like, hey, stay safe, Connor.
Be good, man.
Them streets are stuck
out there, man.
We appreciate you, brother. Thanks, Connor.
Connor.
That's our man, Connor. That's great.
That's going to be fire. Man,
Republic is cooking.
They are.
Goodness gracious.
That's going to be fire. And like I said, I got to get out to Cal Expo. I got to get out there for it ends. Because there's a level of energy that I've heard that's at that place as well. I know it's going to transfer over to the new place. But there's some energy. There's some old barn energy.
Well, those fans are legit. Like, that's – and, man – you know, we get our jokes off about people who say dumb stuff about this city. Hmm. Yo, Connor's right. Everything he said about soccer fans in Sacramento is 100% spot on.
Yep.
He's talking about, like, that is a team that was born and originated here. That was he's talking about a fan base that was so strong the commissioner of MLS was out here. he's talking about a fan base that was so strong. Like, they are the ones that made that near move imminent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it certainly wasn't fans or the community support of that club that resulted in it not happening. It's because all of these jackasses we kept letting in our city.
Mm-hmm.
And their faces are at the airport now. Both of them, they can't get in. I'm talking about both airports, not mm-hmm. both people. But there's a lot of truth into what Connor said right yeah. there, that there is absolute pride in the Sac Republic and what they are, and the fact that they're most years just extremely competitive in what they do, and the fact that that fan base has now helped build a 12,000-13,000 seat stadium in, as you pointed out, an area we have heard about for so freaking long.
Legit, my entire life.
The
42 years old.
Legit. It's finally happening.
Yeah. And, you know, for them to be the, like I said, leading the charge
mm-hmm.
A lot of times. Like I said, I drive past the rail yards every day.
Yeah.
And I just see the development. I see things that are going on. I see things that are going on. And mm-hmm. It's cool. Like, I see they're digging the ground and everything for mm-hmm. the guy. And that's going to be dope. Mm-hmm. But when I get to see, like,
yeah.
the stands going for that Republic, yeah. it's going to be different, man, because yeah. that's going to be different to see. And
this city builds amazing arenas.
Oh, yeah.
They build amazing
arenas. Renderings look fantastic for that Republic yeah. Stadium, man. I cannot wait for that. And the Aldrin said it earlier, too. I can't wait for Soul Boom to make its return at the new Republic Stadium. So
our brothers,
Soul Boom, at the
our brother Jesus, our brothers over at Wilton Rancheria, they are far too smart. They would be more likely to buy the name Soul Bloom and put the concert on themselves, because it'd be like, yo, Wilton Rancheria took it over. The Weeknd is performing at Soul Bloom? Like, wait, who's headlining? Said SZA? Crazy. Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar has extended the tour to come to
Sacramento. About 3 years. Yeah, 3 years.
Soul Bloom was amazing. That was one of the best times I've had in this city. I can't believe it's not here no more. That was fantastic.
But yet, I can.
No, yeah. No, yeah.
I remember when we got word about what was supposed to be the last one that they did.
Mm.
Our reaction, I mean, almost like it was a comedy show, was exactly the same. All right, guys, slow down. Like, calm down. What are you doing?
How many days?
Like, what? Problems a week? What? Literally to no one's supply. Hey, are we doing that ticket giveaway for Soul Bloom? We haven't heard from them. Oh, great. Okay. Writing's on the wall here.
Soul Bloom went the WWE route with WrestleMania. Should be one night.
Yes.
Made it three.
Now they're creating two WrestleManias. Hey, while we're at it, here's WrestlePalooza.
Jesus Christ, man, that was good times out there. Oh, that reminds me,
too. The first concert at that. Real talk, though. Oh my God! The first concert at the rail yards. That's gonna be crazy.
I hope it's no disrespect, but I hope it's not Paul McCartney.
Because that
I need something a little more liver than that.
So we've done Paul McCartney, and we've done Bruno Mars. I don't know what it's gonna be, but we need maybe it could be WrestlePalooza too.
But babe,
Cody's Revenge.
Put a PLE at Republic Stadium. Put a PLE there.
Well, because it's only 12,000 seats, it's going to be a four-night PLE. 4 nights of WWE action coming to the
Wrestle Week. Wrestle Week here in Sacramento.
Wrestle Week. Goodness. Oh, somebody just got an idea. Wrestle Week. That's good. Guys, you won't believe what he just said.
Yeah, I cannot wait, though. I can't wait.
And it's not going to be the only venue that group opens, either.
Mm-hmm. I ain't one to gossip.
You ain't heard that from me.
I was talking to somebody about that yesterday. I said, man, just wait for that to happen. Wait for that to happen. That's going to be.
Shout out, Sky River. Did I tell you I saw our man, Jesus? Were you gone? You must have been gone. We did a client event downtown and ran into a real weird name of a restaurant downtown. And Katie and I parked. We lucked out, literally got the spot right in front of the door, hopped out, and I'm looking like, is that? And I walk over and he looks up. It was Jesus.
Yeah.
And he was there, of course, with council members and all these important people, but big embrace. And we talked about what Sky River got going on coming up. And
great
organization. Yeah. And it's why we've been able to, one of the many reasons we've been able to partner for Sky River for the last 3 years is they celebrate their 3-year anniversary. And we're proud that all three of those years have been with D'Lo and KC here.
Shout out to his cousin Chris too, that also does a lot of work over there, man.
Yep. He was there too.
Yeah, that's my man's in him right there. Oh, that also reminds me, since we're talking Sacramento, I went out of town.
Sorry, guys.
My apologies. Went out of town over the weekend, and they saw what happened when I came back in town. Yeah, people saw what happened when I came back. They knew what time it was. They knew what time it was when I came back. Yeah, the rabbit, all on social media. Pause.
All right, man.
They knew what time it was.
This is stupid. We'll come back. A's get a win. No one cares. Jake Gayden's upset about it. Giants get their ass beat again. No one cares. Kenny's mad about it. And there's a story in the W that we probably should pay a little closer attention
for
to.
For life.
Well, that too. That's all ahead here. Plus, Matt George, final hour of the show, D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Matt George coming up 3:15. We had some thoughts on Russell Westbrook to start this show. Matt George has some thoughts on Russell Westbrook as well. And we're going to disagree. Spoiler alert. Again, that's coming up about 3:15. Our man Matt will be with us, give or take. A's went final. They won again. They're 17-8 in their last 25. Jake Gaden was upset on Twitter last night that no one cared. He got his ass beat in the comments section. It just went so bad. I thought, oh, I got to help my man. Then I realized, no, I don't do that. I just got to, hey, get your ass whooped on Twitter, man. Isn't that, if I see Damon Bruce chiming in, and it's like, oh, man,
James Ham works here, and he got jumped on Twitter, and we did nothing. Like, you guys got it.
What did James get jumped on Twitter for?
I think it was a .. stuff or something like that.
Oh, that's what it was. Well, yeah. we did say something about that.
We said something. We didn't go on Twitter.
95.7.
Yeah, come on, man.
That was 95.7 acting crazy. Yeah, he got they .. him off. That's like, oh my God. Come on, man. The A's though, again, 17-8 in their last 25. They're 26-37 at home. We did the math. Don't worry. It's 32-33 on the road. That is awful. Yeah. That is absolutely awful to be that bad at home and average on the road.
They had just that really rough, I think it was 20-25 game stretch. Mm-hmm.
They were laughable.
Yeah, it was rough. Really, really rough. And I know we talked about it one time on the handoff, and Kyle's 100% right. That coincided with a crazy part of the schedule where they played like the Giants, the Dodgers, the Yankees
yeah.
The Phillies, and all these really good teams. And they
got an exciting time for fans, though.
They got into a tornado of these teams and kind of got stuck, weren't able to get out of it. But they got their legs under them. They're playing good baseball. It's not going to amount to anything postseason-wise this year, but it's laying the groundwork for what I think might be a pretty exciting year next year. And I think they will be a better team next year just because they'll be a better team. A better team at home just because they'll be a better team in general. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, some of the guys that they have in the farm system, some of the arms they have down there, that are starting to come up, and you see them pitching a little bit, so it's not all on a Severino or something like that.
They had only lost 12 of 13 instead of 20 of 21.
They literally be in the damn
like Luke Walton knows what we're talking about.
They'd be in the damn wild card discussion right now, but they got a lot of young players, a lot of good young players. As far as like what Jake was talking about, though, like in a vacuum.
I'll pull up Jake's tweet and read it to you. That's bad form on my part.
In a vacuum, I understand exactly what Jake is talking about and what he's asking. I just don't think those people exist on Twitter. I don't think there are people who love the A's anymore that are on Twitter. I think those people exist. I think they're there. But everybody on Twitter that's affiliated with the A's in one way or another, they hate the franchise. They hate what's going on. And they just hate the A's. And that's why you don't see it on Twitter, any kind of positivity.
Well, they have no fan base right now.
True. True.
Like, there's no positivity because there's no fan base. Like, the Oakland ones are gone because you kicked them in the dirt for two decades. The Sacramento ones, you don't even embrace them. And Vegas, you're not even – they have no fan base.
They have – now, it's not
– they got people who like to watch baseball that show up. Maybe they have some like, A's fans still left and stuff, but there's no – there's no fan base there that you can point to.
It's not a gang of people. It's not like, it's just not like a big old group of people. Obviously, it's at Sutter Health Park, so it's less than 10,000. But there are times when I watch the game and I look into the stands and there's some green and gold out there. Mm-hmm. You think about, you know, just listening to the sound of like one of Kurtz's walk-off home runs. There was a pop. Mm-hmm. There was a pop. I think it was the one against the Astros. There was a pop. So they're there. I do believe they're there when you talk about the A's fan base. I just don't think it's very big at all right now because Jesse laid out You got the Oakland ones who aren't rocking with him. You got the Sacramento ones that are hesitant. You got the Las Vegas ones that don't care about him. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of lost in translation. But those people, when you talk about a pop and, you know, what I saw at Sutter Health on a walk-off home run and all this other stuff, you ain't going to find those people on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not. Everybody that you find on Twitter are going to be negative about the A's. And I'm not even saying they're right or wrong. I'm just saying that's how they're going to approach it.
So if you were to – let me point out, Jake, I didn't think this was a deletable level tweet, but it appears he got into some conversations that he just decided to walk away from it. Mm-hmm. But the tweet's gone. He deleted it. Mm-hmm. The gist of it was, though, the fan base – like the A's are playing well. No one's talking about it. The fan base is not talking about it. They're just posting Fisher things that they hate him. They're posting attendance things. Like they don't actually care about the team and the fan base. Mm-hmm. And, again, I saw the comments. I saw Damon Bruce was the one that caught my attention. I read Damon's comments. And then I saw how many comments there were and thought, oh, dear God. So sometime between me seeing that tweet and that exchange, Jake tapped out and just decided it wasn't worth it. Again, I don't think it was a delete-worthy tweet.
Right.
Jake probably got tired of trying to answer everybody what he was trying to do and share his point of view. But one, let me ask you a question, because I'm want to hit you with my social media is not real life mm-hmm. line. However, do you think there are more people negative about this team or positive about this team?
Negative.
Yeah, and so that's where I feel like this is the one time where this might not be applicable. That line might not apply here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do think a majority of people are very upset with the A's,
mm-hmm.
be it the Oakland version, the Las Vegas version, the Athletics. I think there are people in Oakland upset. There are people in Las Vegas upset. And I think there are people in Sacramento who feel either upset, played, or neglected.
Mm-hmm.
And the point being, to what you just said and to what Jake wrote, the overall consensus on this, it's bad. The feeling about this team is bad. And I think one thing going into this season that I don't think I was prepared for was the level of toxicness that exists with this franchise. Mm-hmm. I knew what the owner was. I know what the owner was. I knew that this fan base was slighted. This is not new in the world of professional sports, but I can't ever recall, and maybe this is the middleman problem, the Oakland to Las Vegas with a stop in Sacramento problem, mm-hmm. is I can't ever remember a visceral reaction like this to everything the organization does, mm-hmm. from the shots at Sacramento to the shots at, you know, the field, the ballpark. Like, it is just a nonstop stream of hate coming everywhere from players, broadcasters, writers. Literally every team that comes through Sacramento, their media people are going to trash the city. They're going to trash the ballpark. They're going to trash the attendance. They're going to find something to trash.
Right.
And I don't think I was prepared. I was not prepared for that level of toxicness mm-hmm. that surrounds this organization.
And to a certain degree, I can understand people doing that. This is a Twitter or whatever's going on is an outlet for you to say however you want to feel. People want to use that a certain way by being negative or talking about the team, or when something comes up, talking about attendance. Fine, you do that. The thing that I always look at, and I'm not telling anybody who's right or wrong to do this. You go through this however you go through this. But the way I look at it, no amount of tweets is going to bring that team back. So if you talk about Fisher all the time, or you talk about the attendance in Sacramento all the time, and you've got a tweet about that, you can tweet about it. It's not going to change what's going on. And that's where me, the way I handle things, I probably just wouldn't say anything, because it's just a tweet, and it's you venting, and that's cool too. But me tweeting ain't going to change what I'm upset about. It's not going to change the outcome of it. So that's where I differ from some people. But once again, sometimes it's therapeutic for people to see an A's game and tweet about how much they hate Jeff Fisher, mm-hmm. or John Fisher.
What else do you do, though?
I guess they
actively worked against you for however many years or whatever, and this all could have been avoided too. Like, the A's could have lasted in Oakland, they could have made that work. But like, when it gets taken away from, like what else do you do as a fan? Like,
so that's
when your team is taken from you.
That's the true like where you know, whether it's tweets or just I get it. Like I won't tell Kyle, Matt George. Mm-hmm. I won't tell anyone how to feel. I won't tell Jay Gaydon how to feel either. Mm-hmm. You're entitled to feel the way that you want to about this, but the whole situation is kind of gross. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not good, and it in Sacramento is a tough spot. And my thought was, I'm gonna go watch baseball. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, like it's cool. Again, wasn't prepared for what that all came with, but I don't fault any A's fan for feeling the way that they do. Not
yeah,
because
we all love that, having the A's here. Like, you say, we all love it. We've all been to games and stuff like that. But if there is someone who was just absolutely done completely wrong, just left to the curb, like it was the Oakland fans.
Yeah, no, for sure. And you ask, like, what are you doing in that situation? Within reason, within, like, the law, you do whatever you want to do. If you want to every day wake up and tweet F. John Fisher, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
If, like, you do whatever you feel you need to do in that situation. I'm not here to tell somebody what to do. I just... The way that I look at it is, and this is just Kenny Caraway, I'm not telling nobody what to do. No amount of tweeting is going to change my reality in this situation. So what I look at it, what's the point of the tweet? To just say something.
But is it just, but do you think it's just tweeting?
Having a voice.
Like, I mean, Twitter is the format in which we're discussing.
Right.
But like, the overall reception on this team is just negative.
Yeah,
and it's not just the team; it's the situation. The overall thing on the situation mm-hmm. is negative.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and if people weren't complaining, I think maybe the MLB and John Fisher are just kind of going through this whole process with the free perception, where it's just no one's even worried about him. But I mean, you see people voicing their displeasure and all that; like that means something. Like, people, like, writers talk about that stuff.
But if Twitter wasn't Twitter, do you think that would change what the writers and broadcasters are doing?
No, I think for the most part they do the same thing.
I agree.
But I also think sometimes that happens because they know they'll get some attention from it.
Yeah, it's an easy point. It's a cheap hop.
Right.
Right here in Sacramento, California.
Well, that's happened here. Like, there's people who didn't care about the A's who tweet about them now and stuff like that. But
and that goes to Twitter and social media, to like, to your point, right? Like, if Twitter, if they knew they weren't going to get any response or pat on the bats or retweets for saying that, I think there's some people who wouldn't go on these shows or wouldn't go on their broadcast and talk the way they do.
Hmm.
Because they're not getting nothing out of it.
There's no reaction.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.